We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top, the end of the line, Tanoi, he is a Machlokes Tanoim, really. We had a Kasha from a Braisa Rav Nachman, we have a Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman, we say good or all good, it's really a Machlokes Tanoim. Tanya learned the Braisa, more as a try to attempt to say it's Tanoi. The Tanya learned the Braisa, Toil Ata Shir, Bani Pachos. This is a new type of case. We have here a case that seven, let's say a Chatzir, make it simple. Okay, the Chatzir is seven Amas big. And the only time you can force a split, each one gets four amas. So here the guy says, you know, I don't want to be your partner. And you said, you know, I can't force you to split, I'm going to force you. You get four amas, I get three. What's the problem then? You're getting your four amas. What's the problem? Toil at the shir, va'ani pachais. Aloha is shayim loy. You listen. It's pretty obvious watching you listen to him. You don't listen. You can't force this. Why in the world can't you do that? I'm giving you four amas, I'm taking three. What's the problem? Elala, it must be. Chasuri mechzer, something missing in this price. Toil atashir v'ani pachayis shemula. And that's the kuli amas. If I say, take four amas, I'll take three, shemula. The good or good nami shemula. And the Tanakhama says, good or good yours is shemula. V'asha shemula gamiya, l'meymar, on that, on good or good, ain shemula. So, sees the tanoim. So now we have, is like Rav Nachman, which how Rav Nachman Taka have to learn this price this way. So Gemara, no, it's not a raya, it's not a tanoi. Really, it's not a mechalek tanoi. This is not talking about good or good. So in the case where I'm willing to give you four amets, I'll take three, and still, what's pshat shemir gamil? It says ain't shemir loy, but the kav is my time shemir gamil. What's pshat shemir gamil? Says that you don't listen. So the omalei, he tells the guy that the guy who's getting the four amets, tells the guy who's taking three amets, says. If you want me to pay extra, let's see dummy, I don't have money to pay you. You want to give me matana? Matana nichli. The chsev is soinay matalas yichya. It says, soinay matalas yichya. I don't want the matana. And that's why I can say, I don't want to listen. Now, my charusa pointed out that it's shikl chiddush over here. Usually, soinay matalas yichya means that you're giving me a present, like you're such a nice guy, I don't want to take it. I don't want. Here, I'm doing you a favor. You want to get me out of here. You're splitting. No, it's literally giving me extra ammo. Give me the extra ammo because it's 4 and 3. But here, I don't want, if I can, you're doing the guy a favor. He doesn't want to look at you. So you're doing,
why
that's still.
Why are you doing a favor?
Because, like this. Okay, let's say me and you have a thing. We have seven ammo. I say, I'm giving you four ammo. I'm going to take three. Why am I doing that? Why am I taking three and giving you four?
Because you don't
want to
be my partner.
Oh, I don't want your partner. So I want you out because I don't want to be your partner. I'm giving you extra for that. So basically, I'm paying you off to leave me. So that's, you're getting my tana?
Yeah.
No, you want to stay. You don't want to. You want to stay. You want to stay the partner.
Right.
You,
I want all of a sudden I'm
staying. No, you want. Right, you want to stay a partner. Right. Yeah, so you're doing me a favor by splitting up.
The same thing you said.
Right. If I like this, let's say I have a guy in the room. I don't want him in the room anymore. He's bothering me. I say, here's $10. Get out of here. That's my tunnel.
You're not giving him
$10,
but I'm getting.
Oh, it. So it's a chesh. Sometimes means if I get something for free, then the same thing my tunnel means even without the thing. Yeah. Very good smack. Okay. So, like upon him, we tried a tanoi. We said maybe it's not a tanoi, but obviously Rav Nachman learns tanoi. Omle Abai, the Rav Yosef. Rabbi tells Rav Yosef, "Hod Rav Yehuda. This Rav Yehuda is a halacha that says good or all good. The Shmuli, it's really a Shmuel. The one Shmuel says maybe it's Shmuel. The Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, the Kisvei Kodesh. Avish Dam Reitzim Lo Yachaliku. We said that if two guys want to split something that's smaller than 8 amos, they're allowed to do that. They can take each 3.5. They both want." But Kisvei Kodesh, even if you want, you can't split it, because it's a Gnai to take a Sefer Torah and cut it in half. It's a Gnai, a major Gnai to do that. But Omar Shmuel, and Shmuel says something about this. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, L'shono v'krach echad. This is only by one krach, which means one Sefer Torah, one krach. Avashtei krichos, which Rashi says, going Torah v'krach echad, v'vim krach echad. Let's say one's a Torah, and one's an Avim, has all 8 Avim in it. So then, Chalkim, that you could split. That I could, if we both want, I could take the Torah, you take the Navi. Now you're gonna ask me, like, what? It's not even, the price is not the same. You buy a Sefer Torah, it's much more expensive than the Navi. We'll talk about it in a second. I was there, Kriya is Koch Halkin. That's what Shmuel said. So I'm gonna say Shmuel's Geboit are good or good. This saga that unless they didn't do good or good, Mar Irya Bekrach Echod, I feel it was there, Kriyachim Nami. Even by two Kriyachim, you shouldn't be able to split. Why not? Because over there, how do you force a guy to take the smaller amount? How do you force the guy to take a Navi? Who gets the Torah, gets the Navi? Elamai, what are we doing? We're splitting it and we're paying off the other guy. So we say like this, either I'll take the Torah and you take the Navi and I'll pay you $100, or you take a tire and I'll take another, and you give me $100. That's what it means. It's a form of good argument over here. That the way we're splitting is with a payoff. So if Shmuel says it's possible to split a shteik riches, which is a Torah and a Nevi'im, obviously, and it sounds like you could force the split, so then obviously we're working with good argument. You could be chaylik without less than a dog. Might even crack echad. I feel like krichem nami, and I'll do it. You can't force him. And for the Gemara, Tirgamar Rav Shalman b'shneim roitzim. Rav Shalman answers: we're talking about shneim roitzim, where they both want, where they both want to do it. So Shmuel's going on shneim roitzim, and there Shmuel said, "Shtei krichas, they both want. They could be chaylik and not worry a gnai. That's all. But he's not getting involved in good argument. One guy's not forcing the other one. It's not good argument, oh yeah. Chalka means that they both want. It could be chaylik and there's no gnai, and that would be like the chiddush. There's no gnai over here to split it up. Obviously, because it's not 1 gillion and it's the navi and the tyrus. It's pretty poshut. But that's the chiddush. You have to know what the chiddush of Shmuel then is, because it's pretty poshut. But that's what he's talking about. I'm talking about they both want. Now the way I read it is Rav Shalman." So in the Gilin of Shas and Brachas, Kivega brings down and says that you also find this name at the end of Megillas Rosh. That's what he says. You find this name in the end of Megillas Rosh, where it says by all the highlight. And the only problem is it says highlight as Salmon there. It doesn't say Shalmon. I'm reading a Shalmon. So what's going on over here? So that's really the Rosh Ayin Shom, the Rosh Hashas Taina. Here, this is Shalmon. It comes also in Shalim, Shloima. That's what comes from the word Shalmon. And there it says Salmon. So this is just time to speak out. You'll hear on your latest raid bite. Oma Meima. And it's written on, it's on the side here, and the guy is joining him here. Brings his Gilin Hashas. That's what it's brought down. Zotik Moravaita. Oma Meima. Hilchasa is. What's Halacha L'maisa? Everyone wants to know Halacha L'maisa. Oma Meima. Hilchasa is Dino the good or good. We pass it as Dino the good or good. Only the Rav Ashi L'maisa. What happened to Rav Nachman? How did Rav Nachman Mai? What did he do to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says no Dino the good or good. On Malay, Loi Shmile, Kalim Loi Shmile, on hold of it. Right, the Gemara of Loi, Ravin Bar Chirno, the girls, Ravin Bar Chirno, Rav Dibi Bar Chirno, Shavak Luhu Avua, Tarti Amsa. Their father left them a Yerusha, it must have been a Chirno. Left them a Yerusha. What was the Yerusha? Two maidservants. Chodo Yediyah Efeo Beshule, one who had a bake and cook. The Chadi Yedeh Pilcha Vanavla. The other one knew Pilcha Vanavla. What's Pilcha Vanavla? I mean, Tupshatan in Rashi. Either means to sew and weave, or it means she knew how to make very good sofa covers and quilt covers. That's what she knew how to make very good. That's what she did. So now, they you need both of them. You have to have clothing, and you have to have food. So, also came to Rava. They came to Rava. What should we do? How should we split this up? What should we do over here? V'amar lahu, less dino the good or good. And he said, no, you both have to use them b'shutvus. That's what he says. There's no din the good or good. And he didn't say that one guy should take the oifa but bishul one and then pay off the other one, whoever one's worth more, and pay off the other one, that force the other one to pay you off or you pay him off. He didn't say that. So you see, we don't hold a good or good. So to Gemara, no. There we do hold a good or good. Shani Hossam, the Lamar Maboyle Tavai, Lamar Maboyle Tavai. Each one needed both. So Kikomele Shakal Ad Chado, Ana Chado, Lav Dina the good or good. It's not Dina of good or good at all. It's not what it is. It's not good or good. And if I care, Rashi says that you could say, there's a way to do good argument. If I say, you take both and pay me, or I'll take both and I'll pay you, that you could say. But there's no way to have one-on-one, because they each want both. And therefore you can't say, I'll take one and pay off the other one, because they both want both. For eight tomorrow, kiss a kaddish to avow and boil, you need both of them, you need a vim and a tyra. Vamashmul, shom, karakarav, stay, krikim, chalkim. There you see, We assumed that you could force the chaluk over there by saying, I'll take the tire and pay you off for the navi, or you take the tire and pay me off for the navi. So see, you could do that. I didn't really need both. Mar said, no, I'll take Rav Shalman, Mishrotzu. They both want. That's why they're allowed to do that. But Echanami, you can't force it. So the bottom line is, you paskin good or good, but you can't say good or good in a few different cases. You can't say good or good if it's only good and no or good, like we said before. Also, you can't say good or good in a case where both are needed. You can't say, let's split this up and I'll pay you off for the other half. Since they're both needed, both one unit, they're both needed for living. So there, the only way to say the good or good there is by saying, for both of them, I'll pay you off or you pay me off. That's the only way to do good or good when it comes to those type of things. And now, once the Gemara mentioned the Kisvei Kodesh, we're going to go into an extensive sugya on Kisvei Kodesh. Tana Rabbanan, Madbik Odom Torah Neviim Uksuvim Ke'echad. If you want to make one gillion, one roll, one Sefer Torah that has in it a Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim, you're allowed to do that. The Rav Meir. We don't have this today, a Sefer Torah like that, but he says you're allowed to do it if you want. You can be Madbik Torah Neviim Ksuvim Ke'echad, the Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Torah Fnei Atzmai, Neviim Fnei Atzmai, Ksuvim Fnei Atzmai. Each one has to have their own Kricha, their own gillion, the Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. Every Navi has to be by itself. Every Navi, Yeshua, Shoiftim, Malachim, everyone has to be by itself. The Torah also, of course. No, right. That's a good question. It's not allowed to be, but it's not allowed to be one or other. Because the Chumash is all connected, they'll have to be one. So if the Torah is all one, then the Neviim, each of B'nei Atzmai. Like Rashi says, Kol Sefer B'Sefer Shal Neviim V'Shal Ksuvim, if I've answered your question, Kol Sefer Shal Neviim V'Shal Ksuvim, Tzarech Liyaz Krach L'Atzmai. Neviim and Ksuvim, each one got to be in the own Krach. V'Om Rav Yehuda, he's trying to get right to his Shita, obviously, Ma'isa V'Baisis Ben Zunim, Shahayu Lo Yishmoyin Neviim V'Dabak Ge'echad. He had all eight Neviim, all V'Dabak Ge'echad. What are the Shmoyin Neviim? Shmoyin Neviim are Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, Melachim, Yeshaya, Yirmiyo, Yecheskel. That's only seven. So where's the eighth? The eighth is Treyaso, which is 12 Neviim. Altogether, it's all counted as one because they're very small. So those are the eight Neviim. So he had them all Shmoy Neviim with the Vagachot. Apil Osmer Zarya. But the Chum said it wasn't a story. Which is the Chum said, no, each Navi was by itself. It was not together. Each Navi was by itself. It wasn't together. I argue. Amar Rebbe, Ma'isa v'avil f'neinu, Torah Neviim Ksuvim v'dvon k'echav v'echsharanu. Rebbe says, right to Rav Meir, he says that there was Ma'isa, they brought us the Torah Neviim Ksuvim all attached as one, and I was Machshir. Ben Chumash l'chumash shal Torah arba shittim. When you have in the Sefer Torah, between Bereshis and Shemois, and then between Shemois and Vayikra, there's four empty lines, arba shittim. V'chein ben kol Navi v'Navi. And also between every Navi and Navi, there is a Girsa, some right, the Girsa says, V'chein b'chein Navi Navi is Shloisha Shittim. But so some say it means four Shittim. And the Navi Shittim also is Gimel Shittim, the three Shittim. Now, when it comes to Navi'im, there's a Chiddush. When it comes to Navi'im, you don't have to leave four Shittim. If it ends in the bottom of a line, you can start on top of the next line, the new Navi. And even though there's no lines in between. Why? Because technically you cut it. Since you could cut it, so therefore we want the top to be uniform and just shouldn't stop two lines into from the top. But by Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to end on the bottom because you always need four lines. You don't want the top of the next page to start with four empty lines, so therefore you're not allowed to end on the bottom of the page. So this dim Messiah Matam, Maschalamayel, is going on Dafka on Neviim and not on the Chumash. Like Tait speaks out, Messiah, Tait the Maschal Messiah, says the person called this for any Tarach Lidu Tashidim. And he'll read, the Chumash, the Chumash Tarach, Tzorach Lahaniach, Van Avim Dafka Kamar, Dein Tzorach. Tait speaks out clearly that there, you have to, this whole din is only by Navi.
If the
Navi
have to be separate, then what do you need to leave space?
If the Navi have to be separate, they have to be separate. You always leave space, yeah.
What's the space in between them? They're each separate.
No, they could be separate, but they could be attached also. It could be attached also. Well, obviously, if they're separate, you don't have to leave space. If they're separate, you do not have to leave space. Only if they're attached. Tanu Rabbanon, Haroitzel Dabek Torah Neviim V'Ksuvim Ke'echad. If you want to be Dabek Torah Neviim V'Ksuvim Ke'echad, Madbek Va'Oisa B'Roishoi Kedei Logel. You have here one roll, one gillion of Torah Neviim V'Ksuvim. So before Bereshis, you start with enough Kedei Logel Amud. To wrap it around the Eitz Chaim. That's what you need, much cloth, empty cloth. You can't stop racing the beginning of the cloth because you're rolling onto the wood, you're going to have half the words covered. So you leave space enough to roll it around once around an Eitz. Kedei Logel Amud. Uvesoifoi, this one was 1 gillion, not like ours up there. Uvesoifoi, the Logel Hekif. You want enough to go around the entire Hekif. And again, when it comes to Novi, on top of the Amen, if you want to cut it, what's the What's the chiddush? Everyone knows that it can be one on each other. What's the chiddush? It's shitim ba. The reason why you start memaila is because if you chaytech it, imagine you have a new gillion, starts four lines in, there's a problem. That is why you messiah, if you're messiah lamati, you start on top of the ovament, because if you want to be chaytech, you be chaytech. Now, we're going to stop over here. We just want to speak out a tosis over here.
Yeah. You're not
going to
have
kedei little to make one thing. Logo? On the eights? On the thing, that's a good taina for on that. He won't be able to put an eitz there if he's by a navi. He won't have enough to do navi. That's a very good taina. He won't have enough to do it. It could be they have a certain space to leave between the two columns. That's enough. It's very possible they leave enough. They have enough space. Yeah. Now, why does Rehuda say the Torah has to be fnei atzma and Rabban also say and it can't be together with neviim? Why would it have to be like that? So he says, don't say the reason is because when I roll it up, the navi is sitting on top of the Torah. He says that's not a problem. Why? Tosis speaks out, because that's only by two kriches. I can't put one book on top of another book, or one gillion on another gillion. But if it's all in one roll, that's not called on top of each other. So he says, that's not the reason why not allowed to do that. Because there's no isser such a case. Just the reason why not allowed to do it is, so it shouldn't look like Tyra. Everyone's going to think, oh, that's a Tyra. They're going to see something in the Nevi'im, say that's a Tyra. That's why it has to be separate. That's why it can't be one gillion. Not because someone could have tied it because it's on top of each other. That's not the reason. That's how he speaks out. The reason is, Ella, Tosis speaks out, Rebbe Yehuda, Ella, the reason is because, Shayira HaKol Kamei Tyra, Kol Nevi'im, Kehechid Amri Chacham and Bas Hachi, the boys are going to, because you don't want to tell you the Navi look like a Tyra. Like, Lahav the Elva Avdalis, someone tells you, yeah, I saw something about Mishavur about that. I mean, well, it's a deer shoe from the Igros Moshe. You have to know what's one thing, what's a Mishavur, what's a deer shoe. You have to know. So different, something that people get mixed up. So imagine you have a Sefer Torah, it's something in the Navi, it says in the Torah, you don't want, so there's a difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanon, the different halachas, the Raisa and the Rabbanon.
The Torah should be together, and the deer should be separate.